What's up, everybody? Welcome to the Final Round Podcast. I'm your host, Zach Dunn, bringing Season 1, Episode 3, live from the fight capital of my hometown. Let's get started. Final Round Podcast. So, Episode 3 just wrapped up, finishing Episode 2, which really covered Jon Jones, Ciryl gone. What's next for Jones? What's next for Ciryl gone? What's next for the heavyweight division? All that's in the rearview mirror. Let's move on to UFC 286. This episode is strictly UFC 286 preview. My God, what a fucking card. I think this card's excellent. I think the UFC has done an excellent job to kick off the year. I think these cards are banging. And I don't think UFC 286 is any different. You got UFC 286 taking place in the UK, hometown of Leon Edwards, your welterweight champion. What a fucking card. Let's talk about the main card. You got Marvin Vettori, Roman Dolezies. Listen, Roman's 230 underdog, right? I understand Marvin's good. Here's my initial reaction. Give me Roman at those odds. You got Casey O'Neill, Jennifer Maya. Give me Casey O'Neill. You got Gunnar Nelson, Brian Barberina, Justin Gaethje, Rafael Fiziev, and obviously your main event, your welterweight title fight, Kamaru Usman, Leon Edwards. Three. Let's dig into it. So let's talk. I want to start with Marvin Vettori and Romeo Dolezies. I told you, listen, Marvin Vettori is very good. I understand he's very, very talented. I really like Roman, though. I really like this. And it just seems like this is a fight where potentially Marvin is overlooking Roman. What's the next fight for Marvin? Maybe that's potentially what he's looking at. Maybe he goes in here and he steamrolls this guy. Either way, give me Roman in those odds. Second pick of the fight, or second pick of the night, Casey O'Neill, Jennifer Maya. Give me Casey O'Neill. 170 favorite. Casey O'Neill's been on a fucking tear. I don't see anything changing this fight. Which brings us to our next fight. The co main event, if you will. Gunnar Nelson, Brian Barberina. I'm a huge Gunnar Nelson fan. Gunnar Nelson's a 420 favorite. Brian Barberina, Plus 320. I'm sure you guys recall a time where Brian Barberina was set in stone to be the next big thing. The next big thing at 170. He got the fight that he was looking for. He wanted Rafael Dos Anjos. Fought him. Thompson versus Holland, December 2022. He lost via submission to Rafael Dos Anjos. Big loss for him. Right? He called him out. He called out RDA. But listen, RDA is a fucking champion, right? Ex-champion. He's still got it, in my opinion. He's not... You have guys that are ex-champions. You have guys that are really known, notable names that are at the latter parts of their career. There's a difference in gatekeepers, and there's a difference in guys that still fucking have it. And with the right fight matchups, they can make some noise. I put RDA in that category. I don't put RDA in the category of gatekeeper just yet. Some of our favorite fighters are gatekeepers. I'll give you a couple opinions of mine. I hate to say it because, one of my favorite fighters, if not my favorite fighter of all time, Donald Cowboy Cerrone, was never able to obtain a title, right? Had some opportunities, made it some hell of a run at the title a couple different times. I classify him as a gatekeeper. Rafael Dos Anjos, ex-champion, still has it. Somebody that falls into the gatekeeper category that I'm sure I'll get a lot of blowback from, he's actually fighting on this card, Justin Gaethje. Justin Gaethje is a guy that has fought for a title three different times in the UFC. One of those being an interim title against Tony Ferguson in 2020, which he won via knockout, fifth round. He followed up with a fight with Khabib in October of 2020. I'm sure you guys remember the end result. Submission loss to Khabib, second round. Then goes on to fight Charles Oliveira, May of 2022 for the title. Loses round one via submission. Justin Gaethje falls in that category for me of a gatekeeper. I think Justin Gaethje could be so much better than he is, and that's hard to say because really, can he improve? Justin Gaethje is a human highlight reel, right? That's his nickname, but for fuck's sake, watch his fights. If you want to turn one of your non-MMA friends into an MMA fan, let him watch a Justin Gaethje fight. Let her watch a Justin Gaethje fight. They're going to change their opinion pretty fucking quick. And if they don't, you probably don't need to be friends with them anyway. I look at Justin Gaethje as a guy that's a gatekeeper right now. Khabib's gone. Is on in place. Does Justin have another run in him? I think so. I think he probably has one more run in him. He's 34 years old, though. He's got to, obviously, he has to win this fight against Brian Barberina. But I guess my point leading up to this is Brian Barberina, a huge underdog in this fight, in my opinion. He's a plus 320 underdog against Gunnar Nelson. I think I misspoke. Excuse me. Justin Gaethje's fighting Javier Fiziev. Gunnar Nelson's fighting Brian Barberina. I wanted to touch base on this really quick. Brian Barberina, plus 320 underdog. Right, fought RDA, lost via submission, second round. I understand that, but he was on a fucking tear, guys. Think about this. In March of 2022, he wins a split decision against Matt Brown. I don't necessarily know it should have been split, but close fight. But then he viciously knocks out Robbie Lawler in July of 2022, second round. Now, you might say, well, Robbie's on the latter part of his career. Robbie's on his way out. But he's still fucking Robbie Lawler. Then he goes in to fight RDA, December of 2022, loses via submission. I guess my point here is, guys, why is he such a big underdog? What am I missing here? What am I missing? Gunnar Nelson's a minus 420 favorite. Minus 420. Why? I'm not talking shit. Not throwing shade. Let's talk about Gunnar. Huge Gunnar fan. But his last five fights in the UFC, he's 2-3. He's lost unanimous decision, split decision, and he lost via first round TKO. Why is he such a heavy favorite? Why do the matchmakers believe that Brian Barberina is not primed to rebound here against Gunnar Nelson? I understand the challenge that Gunnar Nelson brings. But Brian is setting himself up for a big return here, in my opinion. And I don't think he should be such a heavy underdog. And I do believe that he can get it done. Again, coming from a huge Gunnar Nelson fan, I lean towards Brian here. This is my opinion. You guys can make some money on that, though. I think it's something to keep in the back of your mind. Obviously, we have Gaethje and Fiziev. Listen, we talked about Gaethje. I think he's somewhat of a gatekeeper. I do think he has another run in him. Not going to be shocked if he pulls a run out. But you're looking at the last five here from Javier Fiziev. He's 5-0, folks. Last win coming in July of 2022, TKO via RDA. Previous win was Brad Riddell, TKO round three. Bobby Green, unanimous decision in August of 2021. Guys, he's 5-0 in his last five. Gaethje's a hell of a matchup, though. That feels like Hafeel Fazeev is stepping into the elite of the elite in the lightweight division and Justin Gaethje. Gaethje's a fucking underdog here. Plus 190. Fazeev coming in at a favorite of minus 230. Can Fazeev integrate himself into that next level? That's the question. Can Gaethje become a little bit more tactical, become a little bit more strategic with his strikes? It's the same conversation we have leading up to a Justin Gaethje fight that we have every single time. Can Justin Gaethje be a little bit more tactical? Can he be a little bit more strategic? Can he stop throwing caution to the wind? Maybe utilize some of his wrestling background that he has. Hafeel Fazeev brings an element to this fight, though, that he's willing to stand and trade with Justin. At least that's the perception he's attempting to give off. Night of the fight, that quickly could change. But if he does, I believe he's going to have a partner that's willing to meet him in the middle and stand and trade in Justin Gaethje. If you're Hafeel Fazeev, you're leading into this fight, and your game plan is to stand and trade with Justin Gaethje, give me Justin Gaethje all day. I can't imagine that Fazeev is his game plan, right? Like, you cannot go into this fight saying, I feel comfortable standing for 15 minutes with this guy. But he's shown in his last five fights, 3 of 5, he's ended via TKO, via knockout. So he's clearly comfortable on the feet. Justin Gaethje, though, he's willing to meet him in the middle. I mean, let's talk about some of the knockouts that he has. Let's just talk about knockout wins that he has. Knocked out Michael Johnson. Knocked out James Vick. Edson Barboza, Donald Cerrone, Tony Ferguson. Now, we can make the argument, again, let's make the argument, are some of these folks that he knocked out past a prime, gatekeepers, if you will, are some of these folks, for instance, James Vick, is he in the level of skill that Justin Gaethje is? Is Justin Gaethje's record somewhat padded? I don't think so. I think Justin Gaethje has fought the best of the best whenever the fuck the best of the best calls. He's willing to show up on death's doorstep to knock somebody the fuck out. Hafeel Fazeev is stepping into a realm of fighting that is unlike anything that he's ever experienced. He's got to be ready for that, mentally and physically. I'm sure physically he is prepared. I have no question. And I think mentally he's doing everything he can to become mentally prepared. But there's something about Justin Gaethje. There's something about those weigh-ins on Friday night. You make weight or you don't make weight. Let's hope that they both make weight. But Friday night, you go stare him down, and you have to understand, man, this, the guy that you're staring across the fucking angle from here is Justin Gaethje. This is a guy that's willing to do whatever the fuck it takes. He's not afraid to get hit. He's not afraid to get head kicked. He's not afraid to get elbowed. Oh, and by the way, he's got a wrestling pedigree that a lot of people forget about. This is a huge step up in competition for Hafeel. This is a test for Justin Gaethje. This is a test for Justin Gaethje because he understands he's taking this fight. He's fighting a guy that the UFC is trying to fast track. But he has an opportunity to derail or put a bottleneck in this hype train that is Hafeel Fazeev. putting him in a position for a bigger fight, his next fight. I'd like to see Dustin Poirier and Gaethje again. I don't know what the fuck Dustin Poirier is doing. I don't know if you know, he's trying to get this title. I don't know what his plan is. But Gaethje comes out of this with a win. You got to talk about Gaethje being in line for a title shot at 155. You just have to. I don't want to hear that we heard Khabib versus Gaethje and, you know, we saw what the end result is going to be. So, therefore, I don't want to play the therefore game. If Islam Makhachev and Justin Gaethje is the fight to make a year from now, let's make that fight. Fighters evolve. Fighters learn from their mistakes. You can argue Justin Gaethje looks at his fights and he says, you know, I clearly potentially have a wrestling advantage, but I'm not going to use it because I want to knock this person out. You could look at that as a disadvantage. I don't know, necessarily think that I would argue with you that it's a disadvantage, but I would say this. There's something knowing that the guy that you're standing across the octagon from is willing to do what it takes to knock you the fuck out. And I feel like that can wrap you into that headspace. And I feel like you can then put your guard to the side. And if Trevor Whitman and if Gaethje training with Kamaru has taught anything over the years, I think I would love to see Gaethje utilize his wrestling a little bit more. He's got the skills to do it. It's not like he's a one-dimensional fighter. Gaethje is a fucking savage. Gaethje is one of the scariest fucking UFC fighters on the roster. I'd put him number one seed as the scariest fucking UFC fighter. It's going to be a hell of a fight. Stick around. I'm going to give you my predictions for UFC 286. But let's move on to this main event. Kamaru Usman, Leon Edwards 3. Wow. We're here, right? We're here. I got to be honest with you. Leading up to the last fight, UFC 278, I didn't think that we'd be here. I didn't give Leon a chance. Honestly, if I'm being honest. And listen, I will tell you when I'm right. I'll tell you when I'm wrong. I was wrong. I didn't expect Leon to be able to beat Kamaru. He pulled it out. Less than a minute left in the fifth round, he pulls it out with a head kick. Boom, headshot. Per Leon Edwards. This fight's different. This fight's different because there's so many questions. I feel like you saw Leon Edwards win this fight, but there were so many questions that you were left with. Right? Because it felt like Kamaru was dominating that fight. It felt like Leon Edwards, luck is not the term that I want to use, and I won't use it. But the head kick fell into Leon's lap. Now, did the head kick fall into Leon's lap because he trained and he fucking knew? And he watched so much tape and he understands what Kamaru's instincts are? Or did Kamaru potentially drop some of his guard? Did Kamaru think, listen, I got less than a minute left. I got this. Let's skate. Let's plan on who I'm going to call out next. I had to be in consideration for the greatest welterweight of all time. If not, am I already the greatest welterweight of all time? I think it could be a combination of both. It can be a combination of both. You cannot take anything away from Leon Edwards. I don't want to dwell on these past fights. The first fight is a non-factor to me. Kamaru and Leon have both evolved so much as fighters. I don't want their first matchup to even dictate any opinion that I may or may not have. It's the second fight that I want to learn from. It's the second fight that I'm so intrigued in seeing how both fighters evolve. Rarely, after a fight, let alone a UFC title fight, do you leave the fight and you wonder who has more questions to answer? who has more questions to answer after a UFC title fight win? Because I tell you what, leaving UFC 278, you said who has more questions to answer in their next fight? It's Leon Edwards, in my opinion. He's gotta answer the question, how do you mitigate Kamaru's takedowns? Leon might say, Kamaru won 2, 3, and 4. I won, you know, round 1. Clearly, I got the finish in round 5. But, okay, but you still have to answer for rounds 2, 3, and 4. I guess my thought is, Kamaru, I mean, what's Kamaru going to train on? Not getting knocked out by head kicks? No. I think the loss that you saw that Kamaru took was simply a technical flaw, a technical miscue. I'm not taking anything away from Leon. Leon's the champion of the world. Leon deserves to have that belt wrapped around his waist. Leon proved to a lot of different people, go ahead and keep doubting me. Tell me that I'm not the one to do it. Tell me I'm not the one to bring home a title for the UK. Leaving that fight, I still had a lot of questions. I have a lot of questions leading into this fight. Such an intriguing matchup. It's a very intriguing matchup. But I still think the burden is on Leon Edwards. You might disagree. You might say, Zach, how can you think that? He's the champion. Well, he is the champion. But he has to answer for what Kamaru was able to do to him leading up to the point where he finished the fight. Kamaru was in complete control. Kamaru was dominating the fight to that point, up to that point. Kamaru was controlling the pace. Kamaru controlled the control. I'm trying to, you know, have a lot of double negatives, but he controlled where the fight was going. He controlled where he wanted to see the fight go. Leon landed that head kick, knocks Kamaru out. I thought Kamaru losing and his response to losing was one of the best, if not the best, that I've ever seen as a former champion. He owned it. He didn't take anything away from Leon. He didn't say he got lucky. He didn't say, I let my guard down. He didn't say, I gave him that one. He said, Leon was the guy. He earned it. Not too many people are willing to say that. Not too many champions are willing to say that. Kamaru has to have the most confidence in the world leading up to this fight. Am I right? Like, if you're Kamaru, it's not like you just went out there and you got dominated for 5 fucking rounds and you got ragdolled. Or it's not like Leon fucking throws this head kick in round 2 and completely fucking knocks you into the last week. You forget who your family are. You know, you forget who your family is. You forget where you train. You don't even know your fucking name. That didn't happen. That didn't happen. Leon landed the Hail Mary that he had to land. I thought the commentary was great. I was saying the same thing myself. It's almost like Leon has accepted he's not going to win this fight. Good on Leon. Good on Leon's coach. So motivating. It's so motivating to hear his coach's speech to him in the corner. Wake the fuck up. Do you want to be here? Wake up. It's powerful, man. You have Kamaru coming in with Trevor Whitman. You have his teammate, Justin Gaethje, fighting on the same card. I think that's a good thing for Kamaru. I think that's a great thing for Justin. My thoughts on the fight are this, for the main event. Kamaru's going to – listen, I think Kamaru's going to tweak any technical flaws that he had or any technical flaws that maybe he didn't have that maybe he just showed in this fight, this, you know, Usman and Edwards too. I think he's going to be fine. I think Kamaru is going to be fine. I think he's going to show that he is still the best in the welterweight division and potentially the greatest of all time to do it in the welterweight division. And you're going to, one thing you're going to learn about me, why do we have to say this is the biggest fight of all time? He's the greatest fighter of all time. It's different worlds, right? But we get so wrapped up in who's the GOAT from other sports. Who's the best to ever do it? I guess my point is here, Kamaru is in the conversation for the greatest of all time. I don't think you can question that. Kamaru, in my opinion, Kamaru is going to win this fight pretty easily. I don't look for this fight to be that competitive. I really don't. I hope I'm wrong. I hope this is fight of the year candidate. But I just don't see it going that way. I think Kamaru is going to come in. I think he's going to tweak those technical flaws that he saw. And I think he's going to really rely on his wrestling like he's done throughout his career. And I understand that Leon has to be prepared for that, and Leon has to know that. But at some point, look at the past, you know, fighters that have fought Kamaru. They all knew what he was going to do. Were they successful in defending it? No. Give me Kamaru. Give me Kamaru, pretty dominant. I'm not going to say that he finishes the fight. I think Kamaru, just give me Kamaru overall as the winner. I think that's that's a lock for me. So give me Kamaru, Justin Gaethje, Rafael Fiziev. I'm up against the time here, folks. Rafael Fiziev, Justin Gaethje. Give me Justin Gaethje as a plus 190 underdog. Gunnar Nelson, Brian Barberina. Give me Brian Barberina, plus 320, upset of the night. Casey O'Neill, favorite. Give me that. Not so much of an update, or not so much of an upset of the night, but Roman Dolezies against Marvin Vittori. I'm still going to roll with Roman. I like to take a fucking, you know, an underdog. I like to make some money. I feel cheap when I always bet the favorite. But I'm absolutely all in on Kamaru Usman. All in on Kamaru Usman. He's the favorite for a reason. Do not let Leon Edwards versus Kamaru Usman 2 sway this decision. Look at the fight. Watch the fight over again. Watch the highlights. Watch the analysis. Kamaru was dominating that fight. He really was. I love Leon. I love Leon as a fighter. I love Leon as a person. I love what he brings to the UK. But listen, there's just some guys that are simply outclassed. And there's certain fighters that I think you can put in the class of Kamaru Usman, Khabib, where they just make everybody that they fight look dumb. GSP, Anderson Silva in his prime, right? Like, it just feels like Kamaru's cut from that cloth. And that's okay. It's okay that Leon Edwards doesn't beat him in the third fight. I hope I'm wrong. I hope it's, you know, fight of the year candidate, like I said. I hope it's a very close competitive fight. I hope Leon puts on a hell of a show. And honestly, I'm not going to be upset if, you know, Leon wins. I just hope for a good fight. But, you know, my brain tells me, my objective brain tells me, bet the house on Kamaru. It's not going to be close. Listen, that's going to be a wrap for episode 3. Sincerely appreciate y'all hanging out. Hope you're enjoying this content. Let me know your thoughts. All right. I'm going to continue to pump the shit out. Might do another UFC 286 episode, depending on how you guys like it. I'll keep you in the loop on that. I appreciate all the support. Thank you for listening. Good night, everybody.